We're cooking up some recipes, gonna give them a spin. If you're messing with top rope chefs, you can never win. Woo! We'll be leaving you in the kitchen, wishing you were beaten, battered, and fried. And we'll be cooking up some main dishes, desserts, and yummy things on the side. Can you take the heat? 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 Can you take the heat?
Top Rope Chef.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Top Rope Chef, the podcast where two hosts compete against each other for food supremacy. We're in dessert month. It's time for pie 3.14, baby. My name is Bradley Jones. With me, as always, Jacqueline Maynard.
Hi, Brad. I thought you were going to say 3.16.
Oh, 3.16.
Scooching it a couple days for Steve. Yeah.
Ooh,
that's an excellent question.
Ooh. It is. We might have to circle back at the end, but we got to think about what kind of pie. I got to write it down.
Like,
don't forget to
just
it.
Spam blast wrestlers with their favorite food blank. What's your favorite food blank?
Oh my God.
See if any of them respond.
Yeah. Yep. I'm writing a note to do that to harass celebrities. Doing it for homework. Sorry.
Now you are a pie expert, I will say, Jacqueline.
Oh God.
You've had pies at your wedding. Your four went
yes.
A wedding cake. For pie, you love pie so much.
I do, and I made it myself.
You made like 70 pies. That oven got a workout.
12, but yes. Yes, I did do that. That was a way for me to sneak in introvert time. Sorry, can't talk right now. I have to go bake pies.
It's my day. Let me do my thing.
Yep. Yeah, I do love some pie.
Oh,
me some pie.
I can't wait to hear about it when we get to you. But let's start with me and what I did.
Let's start with you.
My pie. I went for a blueberry pie, Jacqueline.
All right. Classic. Classic. That's like the classic of the classic pies.
It's one of my favorite pies. I just got a pie crust and pie filling. Kept it super simple. Didn't make either one. Didn't really have the time for it. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make up for being so stingy with what I did with my pie experimentation.
Okay. Okay.
So I got Pillsbury? What's the Keebler Elf one? Keebler. Yes. They were in the store and they had a 6-pack of mini pies. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then I just got a generic thing of blueberry pie filling. It's actually Meyer brand. And I was like
in the can.
Mm-hmm. Just cheaped out. Because I was thinking, like, I could make my own. I don't know. You put like sugar and blueberries together. It's probably not that hard to do. It's probably not that much different than a can thing. What am I gonna? You know, what's my take gonna be? And my take was gonna be, I tried to find the best complementary flavor to the blueberry in the blueberry.
Love this. A challenge within a challenge. Oh, my God. Let's get into it.
So I made 6 pies.
I see that. And one of them, I could tell what's on it. Let's go through.
I made first a basil blueberry pie.
Ooh.
I made a cinnamon blueberry pie. I made a rosemary blueberry pie.
What?
I made a lemon blueberry pie.
Ooh.
I made a banana blueberry pie, and then I kept one as a regular as a base.
Just a classic. Yeah, the control group.
Control group base.
Okay. All right.
Because I looked on.
Are we going to rank them?
Because what do you know about complementary flavors? Is that a thing you ever like look at and be like, oh, this goes good with this, or this flavor would match well with coffee or like a certain thing?
Yes. That is a strength that I think I can write down that I have, I can claim. And blueberry and lemon, I love together all the time. Blueberry and cinnamon is a surprising one, but I do really like those together. But maybe, yeah. I don't know what that means.
You're both, correct on both accounts. So let's go through the wildest one first, the basil and the rosemary.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't know how much to use of each one, so I just did a tablespoon, which I think was too much for some of them.
For the mini pie.
But I really wanted to get the flavor going.
Yeah.
I will say that the basil and the rosemary were by far the weakest ones because it was just so overwhelmingly basil and so overwhelmingly rosemary.
Did you use fresh or dried? Just out of curiosity. Okay, cool.
But that may have changed things too if I had used fresh.
I think if you use... I don't remember which way it goes. One is more subtle than the other, but I don't remember which way it is, so who knows? Maybe, maybe not. So even if there was too, like, the herb was too strong, do you suspect one would have been better than the other?
I think the basil would have been better than the rosemary one.
That was what I was...
Rosemary just brings me back to, like, mashed potatoes and, like...
Chicken.
Or savory stuff.
Yeah.
Basil does, you know?
Yeah, and rosemary, at least it, I haven't put it in a pie before, actually. Ooh. Hmm.
Yeah, you're getting some ideas.
Yeah. Now the cream juice is flowing. That smell, like the rosemary oil, I have that, and that smells like medicinal when you have like pour too much out. So one, did it taste kind of medicinal? Or like piney? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, piney was it's a much better word.
Okay.
I think I might have overdid it.
Okay.
Maybe just a dash of rosemary would have been best instead of like incorporating it into the entire pie.
You know, if you did like a whole pie though, maybe a tablespoon wouldn't have been too much.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, mm-hmm. But I like where you go with it. I actually thought when you said that you said roseberry, and I thought you were adding like rose water to it.
That sounds delicious too.
Maybe.
You already touched on it. I didn't think it was going to be good. The cinnamon and blueberry was delicious.
Yeah, I remember when somebody...
That combination's great.
It is. It opens up like... So that way, blueberries can also be like a wintry flavor too with like the cinnamon. Like it'll get you through the cold months, you know? Mm-hmm. So you can have blueberry all year round and it's appropriate.
It was surprising.
Yeah.
I would have never thought to put cinnamon and blueberries together.
I had a... Circling back to last week's coffee cake, I tried a blueberry cinnamon coffee cake once that somebody made, and I was like, oh, this is going to be weird, but fine. But it was so good. I don't know what it is about those. Yeah, they just work together.
Yeah. Some other flavors were like coffee I thought about trying. There's definitely like a lot of like blueberry pairings out
there.
The lemon, delicious.
Yeah, that's just...
Delicious. It was like a custard, like blueberry and lemon custard.
Did you put, was it lemon juice or lemon oil, lemon juice?
Lemon juice.
Fresh or concentrate?
Concentrated.
Okay. That's good to know. That's good to know. I used, spoiler alert for like 5 minutes, but I did a lemon thing too, but I did not use concentrate because I didn't think it would work as well. Mm-hmm. But good to know.
And blueberry and banana makes sense because who wouldn't want that on a pancake?
See, that's the one that was good?
So good.
Okay. Did you put the bananas in or just on top?
Just on top.
Okay.
I think that would be enough. Maybe I could incorporate it a little bit better, but it would have been, I think it would have been the same.
I think it would. I think the way you did it makes more sense. I think if you bake the bananas in with it, it would get too like, I don't know.
I want to make banana blueberry bread. I just want to go wild.
Oh, that would be really good.
Maybe even put some cinnamon in there.
Yeah, you probably have to now. We may have to do a coffee cake week now.
And just the plain blueberry base. I mean, it was just a blueberry pie. Tastes like a hostess pie. It's probably the same sort of filling they use.
Yeah, it probably is. That sounds... I really like the way you did this challenge. Do you have so if you're going to do it again, would you try any other combos?
I'd move my fruit and I would try from scratch again. I'd go into the apple world and get wild with it. I'd go into the strawberry world and get wild with it.
Ooh, yeah. Have we talked about bluebarb, you and I?
No, but I love a rhubarb.
Yeah, so instead of strawberry rhubarb, doing blueberry rhubarb, I cannot recommend it enough. It is even better than strawberry rhubarb combo, and that's one of my favorite flavor combos. But the blueberry knocks it out of the park. Out of the park.
I'm feeling blueberries right now, and I can freeze my blueberries so I can, like, they last a long time. I just let them thaw and feel like they're fresh again.
Yeah, you can, yeah, and put them in anything, everything. Pancake, every meal you can have frozen food trays, probably.
Spaghetti and blueberries. If it tastes good with basil, there's some sort of mystery there. A blueberry and lasagna could be on the table.
Ooh, a fruit lasagna. That would be so gross.
You sounded so excited, and then you delivered it in a way that sounded so sad.
Acting. The reality was sinking in as I was talking.
So I guess I got to rate my blueberry pies scale of 1 to 5 on each one. Regular blueberry pie, 3. Blueberry banana pie, 3.5. Cinnamon blueberry pie, 4. Rosemary blueberry pie, 1.5. Basil blueberry pie, 2. I'm forgetting one. Lemon blueberry pie.
Blueberry lemon.
Oh, that one was good. 4.
All right. All right. I'm going to rate your challenge within a challenge 5 stars. I love it.
What did you do for your
All pie? Right. Well, for my pie, I did a 2-ingredient pie.
Whoa, I love it.
That was no trouble to me at all. Because I was really tired and just didn't feel like it.
Yep.
So we were on the same page this month. It was basically like a sneaky key lime pie, but with lemons instead of limes. So I made a graham cracker crust, and then I noticed after I had already done my grocery shopping that I was supposed to have 2 cans of sweetened condensed milk, not one. So I just halved the recipe and I put it in muffin tins instead because I'm not going to go back to the store. So, no. So all this recipe is 2 cans of sweetened condensed milk and a cup of fresh lemon juice. And that is literally the whole thing.
Oh.
You pour the sweetened condensed milk in a bowl, pour the fresh squeezed lemon juice in. I did zest the lemons because it just gives it a much more brighter, like lemony flavor. And just whisk it. You pour it in the pie thing. You put it in the fridge overnight and then it's done. And I didn't tell my husband how easy it was. I just like he came home from work and, you know, we had our pie. And he was like, oh my gosh, this is really impressive. This is so impressive. This tastes like it took a lot of work. Like, and it could not have been easier. It is the easiest thing. If you want to impress someone or you're going to a potluck, I cannot stress enough how easy this recipe is. And people are so impressed with it because it tastes really good. It tasted super decadent, but it's just those 2 things.
What's the consistency? Is it pudding or is it pie?
It's like like when you're whisking it, it's like a pudding consist, like a liquidy pudding, like Jell-O pudding. Yeah. Like when you pour it in the thing and you let it set, that's it. You're just letting it set.
Oh.
That's it. It's a whole thing. You don't have to bake it. I have a key lime pie recipe that I use that also has eggs in it. So you bake it for like 7 minutes or something. But this one, you don't even have to.
Would you put a crust on this, on the bottom of it?
Yeah, I did a graham cracker crust.
Okay. So you cook you.
So I guess technically it's a 3-ingredient.
So you crush up the graham cracker and you put butter in it and then you cook that to harden it up.
Yeah, you bake that for like, I think I baked it because they were muffins for like 7 minutes, and then pull those out and pour the filling and set it in the fridge overnight. Done.
Wow.
Bing bang boom. I will say the lemons was a good thing. Oh, you could pipe some Cool Whip on top of it to make it look fancy. What I did, because I was impatient and didn't let it set long enough, and it kind of fell apart. I also made the mistake of not lining all of my muffin pans.
Mm-hmm.
So they got stuck, so it just, like, turned into this pile. But I sliced up some strawberries and, like, fanned them out so you couldn't see how much of a mess the pie was. But having like berries with it, I also I made some berry like compote. Yeah, some like it was like frozen blueberries and strawberries, and then I just did like add some sugar and cornstarch and water to make it like a kind of like pie filling actually, and then put that on top. So good.
I need to start keeping condensed milk in my pantry just to make stuff.
Honest to God, it's a game changer. I wouldn't think that it would be as good with concentrate just because like the flavor of it is all coming from the lemon juice. And the last time I used concentrate, I remember having like a strange aftertaste, but maybe, I don't know, maybe they've gotten better at it since.
Definitely kinds of lemony concentrates I get that are better than others. They're not all created equal.
Yeah. Yeah. But I will say, when I do the similar recipe with key lime juice, I use the key lime juice from concentrate, and it tastes great. You just put some lime zest in it. And
this is such a delicious springtime treat.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in a real springtime
mood. Cold pie, too.
Yeah. It is. I cannot stress how little trouble it is for you, the person making it. Because that was, honestly, that was my goal.
Oh, yeah.
But I would rate this for sure 4.5 stars. And depending on how you jazz it up, then you can make it even better. And you could try it with like all different citruses. Like you could do like a blood orange one. That would be such a pretty color. And like candy. No, candy and oranges is hard. I could just slice fruit and put it on it or whatever. Vanilla frost.
I'm trying to get really wild with it. I was about to say like ginger.
Ooh, you could do a lemon ginger and put some candied ginger on top. Ooh, that's a great idea. Or lemon ginger banana. You could put some fresh banana slices on it.
Sounds delicious.
Let us know what combos you come up with this easy cheat pie recipe.
I like doing the minimum amount of work and getting the maximum amount of potential out of it.
Yes. That was my goal for this week and the following 2 weeks. Minimal effort, maximum outcome. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Find us on Patreon. Patreon.com/Top Rope Chef and all of our social media links. Jacqueline just said, topropechef.com.
Up, up, up. See you next time.
Bye.